Continuing the conversation now. The conversation is a little bit different today. We're talking about some health issues that may or may not affect you. And it's not, you know, something that everybody deals with. But when you do, it's very serious, to say the least. Sarah Picario is here from the Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. Sarah, good to have you.
Hi, Steve. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know what hemophilia is, go ahead and just give us the quick explanation, if you would.
Sure. Hemophilia is a bleeding disorder. It's when your blood is not clotting properly. So you might be bleeding a little bit longer. You don't have the protein you need that will help you build that clot and stop bleeding. And it requires intravenous factor replacement. So that protein you need is called factor, and you need to put it back into your body to help you be able to live a normal life.
All right. And so obviously, hemophiliacs, what would seem as a minor injury to many people, can become life-threatening or even fatal, couldn't it?
That's true, and unfortunately, it's also just living their daily life. They can also get spontaneous bleeding, and so they're taking this medicine prophylactically. So they're taking it before anything happens to make sure that they have, you know, the right amount of the protein in their blood so they can clot like you or I could.
All right, so tell me about the challenges that you're having between Michigan patients and health insurance companies. And why you want to bring it to people's attention. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'd love to. So this is a particularly timely topic to talk about insurance, even though people may not love to talk about it, because it's open enrollment. So open enrollment's underway, and many Michiganders are deciding what health plans they might purchase for the next year. And unfortunately, there is a growing insurance trend that's impacting these health plans. So people who have hemophilia, or maybe something a little more common for some of your listeners, maybe like diabetes, arthritis, cancer, these patients are often taking specialty medications to manage their disorders and often rely on copay assistance programs from manufacturers and nonprofit organizations so they can actually afford those specialty medications they need to manage their condition. So what's happening with these insurance means is that they're not allowing these patients to utilize that copay assistance in the same way. So unfortunately, these patients are experiencing these really high out-of-pocket costs. And, you know, for us, we're just trying to make sure that these patients can get that medication.
I guess that would make sense. And it seems that you're facing these challenges. So you put together a group of folks, you're looking for a bipartisan vote approving a bill to ensure all copays are, well, equal, I guess. Would that be a fair way to put it?
Yeah, we like to keep it simple and say all copays should count. So whether that's, you know, your church helps you out, copay assistance program, your brother, we just think all copays should count. We're really happy that we have a large coalition in Michigan, 40 members. And this has really been championed by the House Republicans, and we're really thankful to them and also thankful to our bill sponsor, Chair of the House Health Policy Committee, Bronna Cawley. So this did pass the House. We're super excited. It's now sitting in the Senate.
Interesting. I guess we are certainly hopeful that you can, we think people should be treated fairly. That's all you're looking at is for fair treatment, it sounds like to me. And I think that most people would support the fair treatment. I mean, if you're paying your premiums like everybody else, why shouldn't you get the same fair treatment, right?
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. And unfortunately, looking at all of the plans in Michigan for next year, they all have this this insurance program that is harming patients. So we really need to find a fix soon, because these patients are just looking for an insurance plan that will work for them so they can get the meds they need.
Well, there you go. Sarah, I got to leave it there for today. Greatly appreciate you being here. Sarah Picario, thank you so much. Hemophilia Foundation of Michigan. People can find out more where? Give them a website real quickly.
Yeah, you can go to hfmich.org to learn more about everything we're doing.
Thank you very much, Sarah. You have a great day.
You do. Bye.
All right, there you have it. And we are having, you might hear that, we might have to have her back, because a couple of challenges on the phone line there today. we're going to try to get that ironed out for you. All right? We're going to try to get that ironed out. An update on the Oxford shooting. And this comes from some sources at Great Lakes News. Apparently on social media, the shooter, before all of his social media sites were taken down, he posted things like, "See you tomorrow, Oxford," and what looked like a countdown clock. His Instagram page was under Black Death, which said, "Now I become Death, Destroyer of Worlds. See you tomorrow, Oxford." You know, well, that kind of sickness is a problem. And how does that happen? Sadly, I don't think any of us will ever be able to. The true evil does exist. Several long guns were also taken from the home of the shooter. We will assume these were owned by his father or his family or his parents. We're going to sort this out, but what a terrible, terrible thing. Terrible thing. We'll give you some more updates on this. We're looking into it. I'm just looking through some notes here as more information's coming out. Three people dead. Two girls remain in critical condition, one on a ventilator. Several more shot and recovering in a local hospital. Just a terrible thing. We'll be back in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show.